Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, you know it's time to get your Bibles. And this time, I would like you to turn to Isaiah chapter 40. And I'll be introducing some readings from Isaiah and explain why I've selected those readings. And we'll go through them in a few moments. So turn in your Bible and follow along, or just listen along, and you're going to hear some beautiful preaching from Isaiah chapter 40. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we have been looking at Isaiah. He's called the statesman prophet, and that largely because he prophesied in Jerusalem, among those who were ruling in Jerusalem in that day. And Isaiah has such beautiful prophecies in them. Now, granted, sometimes the language Isaiah used is difficult to understand. Isaiah preached in poetry, and he uses imagery. But even if you don't understand everything Isaiah is speaking of in every verse and every line, you can still tell this is glorious and beautiful. In fact, it was Handel, when he composed that great oratorio, The Messiah, drew many of the passages from that, from the book of Isaiah, and set the King James Version of Isaiah to music. And sometime when you read Isaiah out of the King James Version, you can almost hear the music in the background, and it just almost sings to you. It is so beautiful. Some of the most beautiful writings in all of the Bible are found in this book. Now, when I was a student back in Bible college, I went to Fried Hardeman College. It was college at that time. It's Fried Hardeman University now. I was actually an engineering student, but I took Bible classes while I was there, and another class I took was a speech class. And I remember the professor in that speech class told us that if we wanted to improve our speech, we needed to read aloud great speeches and to read them as though we were speaking them. And he recommended the speeches of men like Cicero or like Winston Churchill and such as that we could read aloud. And we did a little of that in practicing our speech and developing our style. He also said if we wanted to improve as a preacher, to read old sermons from great preachers. And he highly recommended that we read from N.B. Hardeman's Tabernacle Sermons. And we would stand there and read as though we were preaching those sermons out of those books, and to read them that way. Well, I had a job that summer at a summer Bible camp, and I was the night watchman. And they would be long nights where I was to stay awake and stay not too far from the phone and make my rounds and do some chores to get the camp ready for the next day. But I was usually through with all I had to do by about midnight. And then from the wee hours of the morning until the day would dawn, it was my job to be alert for anything that might happen through the night at that camp. And I got to thinking, this will be a good time to work on my speech. And if I wanted to learn to be a great preacher, why not learn from the greatest preachers and read the sermons that we find in the Bible? And that young man who I was, I would turn to the book of Isaiah, and I would stand in the meeting place where we would meet at that camp, and I would read aloud the sermons that Isaiah would preach and his prophecies as though I was Isaiah speaking them. And I spent many a glorious night reading those. And when I go back and read these, I'm reminded of that. I want you to listen. And imagine you're hearing Isaiah when he speaks, and not Bill Boyd. And I want to read to you the sermon that we find in Isaiah 40. And there will be lines of this that you will readily recognize. I'm going to begin in Isaiah 40 and verse 1. And I'm reading from the American Standard Version. Isaiah says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, and she hath received of Jehovah's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one that crieth, prepare ye in the wilderness the way of Jehovah. Make level in the desert a highway for our God. For every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the uneven shall be made level, and the rough places a plain, and the glory of Jehovah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it. Isaiah 40 and verse 6, the voice of one crying, saying, cry. And one said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the breath of Jehovah bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 40 and verse 9. O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up on a high mountain. O thou that tellest good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up. Be not afraid, say to the cities of Judah, behold your God, behold, the Lord Jehovah will come as a mighty one, and his arm will rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and will gently lead those that have their young. Isaiah 40 and verse 12. Who hath measured the waters in the hollows of his hand, and meted out heavens with a span, and comprehendeth the dust of the earth in a measure, and weigheth the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of Jehovah, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel? And who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are as accounted as small as the dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and vanity. Isaiah 40 and verse 18. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The image of a workman hath cast it, and the goldsmith overlaid it with gold, and cast it for silver chains. He that is too impoverished for such an oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a skillful workman, and setteth up a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth above the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth princes to nothing, and maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they have not been planted. Yea, they have not been sown. Yea, their stock hath not taken root in the earth. Moreover, he bloweth upon them, and they wither, and the whirlwind taketh them away as stubble. To whom then would you liken me, that I should be equal to him, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who hath created these that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatest of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one is lacking. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from Jehovah, and the justice due to me is passed away from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? The everlasting God, Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. To him that hath no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not grow faint. Now, if you will, turn in your Bible to Isaiah chapter 53. I'm going to begin reading in Isaiah 53, and I may not get through on this program, but again, you're going to recognize some of these words. Isaiah 53 and verse 1 begins, "Who hath believed our message? And to whom hath the arm of Jehovah been revealed? For he grew up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when ye see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray and turned every one to his own way. And Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, yet when he was afflicted, he opened not his mouth. As a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and as a sheep that is before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who among them consider that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When shalt thou make his soul an offering for sin? He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of his travail of the soul, and shall be satisfied. By the knowledge of himself shall my righteous servant justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Well, that's the end of Isaiah chapter 53. There's one more reading I want to make of Isaiah, and I think it is fitting that we read the last chapter, Isaiah chapter 66. But I see our time is gone. You mark that and be ready for that in our next class.